Patients infected with both HIV and hepatitis C may not be better off taking protease inhibitors, as opposed to non-nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitors. This comes out of a study presented in Chicago. Some previous research had suggested that PIs reduce the progression of liver fibrosis caused by hepatitis C virus, or HCV, and therefore that it was better to give PIs to co-infected patients. However, a retrospective study done in Spain has thrown doubt on that by producing the opposite finding. I spoke to Juan Berenguer of the Hospital Gregorio Marañón in Madrid.
The question of our study was to assess if PIs were more convenient than non-nucleoside analogs for treating HIV in patients co-infected with HCV, or vice versa. We did that because two prior studies, retrospective studies, performed one in France and one in Spain, arrived at the same conclusion, that protease inhibitors have an advantage over non-nucleosides in reducing the progression of liver fibrosis. So we were a little bit surprised and also skeptic about these findings. Also, we have all the material, a lot of liver biopsies, and we tried to answer the same question in our own cohort.
And can you just tell me quickly also about the current treatment for HCV, the interferon-based treatment? I mean, is there a problem with that in HIV co-infected patients?
Well, the problem of pegylated interferon plus ribavirin co-infected patients, first, is a matter of availability and also barriers to therapy. In fact, very few patients, between 15 or 20% of patients, can have access to these therapies. And in these patients, these drugs don't work so good as in patients more infected with HIV.
So what did you actually do in this study then?
First, we selected a group of patients co-infected with a liver biopsy and in which we have the date in which HCV was acquired. So we gathered around 200 co-infected patients with, that acquire infection by injection drug use. So we measure at the exposure in year of cumulative exposure to drugs, adjusting for important baseline variables, and we measure the fibrosis progression.
Okay, so you looked at exposure to quite a lot of types of drug as well.
Of course, yeah. But the more important, we assess exposure to nucleoside analogs, to non-nucleoside inhibitors, and to protease inhibitors. And what we found was that exposure to HAART reduced the progression to severe fibrosis, that exposure to non-nucleoside as a class were also associated, and nevirapine was more consistently associated to this finding, and we found that protease inhibitors were not associated with a reduced progression of fibrosis.
For doctors who were previously under the impression that PIs were better for these patients, I mean, what should they take away from your data?
Well, the important thing is that HAART is a good thing to give to patients with HCV because HAART per se modifies the natural history of HCV infection. But they should not think that there is an advantage of one others. And also, they should be very cautious against, you know, pressure from, well, people who have interest in one or another drug. So they remain skeptic.
Juan Berenguer of the Hospital Gregorio Marañón in Madrid. For the Audio Journal of Medicine, I'm Derek Thorne.